Listening Part 2. Practice Exercise 1.
Mr. Stevens, my name is Lisa Berger. We spoke on the telephone.
Yes, Lisa, I'm Barry. I remember, of course. Come on in. I understand you're interested in having a party at our restaurant.
Well, Mr. Stevens, to be honest, I'm looking at a few different restaurants.
I understand. Tell me more about your party, and I will let you know what we can do for you.
I run a very special charity organization. We're hosting our yearly dinner for our biggest donors. Our big supporters include a few top executives of some large companies, as well as a few celebrities, including a few people you may have seen in the movies. So not only am I looking for a restaurant with incredible food and wine, but the atmosphere must be elegant as well.
Naturally. About how many people do you plan to host at this dinner?
At the moment, it appears that our guest list will be about 25 people, but we often get a few surprise guests at the last minute, so we need to be able to accommodate a few additional people if necessary.
For a group that size, I would suggest our banquet room. If you follow me, I can show you what it looks like. It's a private room, so you will have it all to yourself. Ah, here we are. This room is for private parties only.
Yes, it is quite nice. It feels like a separate room away from the restaurant.
It even has its own private entrance with private parking, which I'm sure would be appealing to your guests.
Yes, privacy and discretion are very important for my guests. A few of them are wine experts as well, and they're very difficult to please.
Here, let me show you our wine list. Our restaurant was just recognized for having the best wines in the city for the third year in a row. We're also known for our cognac, some of which are almost 100 years old. I'd be happy to share a taste with you.
Thank you very much, but I better not. I still have to get back to my office and do some work once I finish here. Let me ask you a question. Usually, at our dinners, we have a speaker do a live presentation. Do you have a microphone available?
Yes. This room is often used to screen films, and we have a microphone and a small stage for presentations.
And is there someone here who can help us operate the system? I can barely figure out how to use the television at home.
All of our staff working in the private room are trained to do everything from pouring wine to serving meals and operating the equipment. They are here to make sure your whole evening is a perfect experience.
That is nice to hear. May I ask you a question about your menu? I see many excellent dishes here that sound delicious. However, we will have a few vegetarians among our guests, and I want to make sure that they are treated properly. Are there any vegetarian dishes that you can offer them?
Absolutely. If you take a quick look outside the window, you can see our private vegetable garden where we grow our own herbs and vegetables. You can tell your guests that many of the dishes they're enjoying are made with vegetables picked only hours before they arrived.
Mr. Stevens, that is very impressive. I find it hard to believe that in all the time I've lived in this city, I've never been here before. How have you managed to keep your restaurant a secret from me for all this time?
I don't know, but I hope you won't be a stranger any longer. May I start preparing for your dinner tomorrow night?
Absolutely. Here is my card. I must head back to the office now, but would you call me later this evening to go over some final details regarding the menu?
It would be my pleasure. Here, let me show you the way out through the private entrance.